Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I got B. Scott sitting next to me in the stead of the OG John Lopez. Of course, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you, 713-572-4610. Let us now go around the NFL where shout out to the Bills, and really more importantly, shout out to the Miami Dolphins having a little bit of fight to them, because a divisional game will always, for some reason, give you an entertainment game, and that's what we had. 31-21 victory. And a cover, because good teams win and great teams cover.
There you go.
For the Miami Dolphins. That was a fantastic Thursday night football game on a night where I thought I wasn't going to have much of a football entertainment for me.
Did this one had dumpster fire written all over it? I'm going to even be honest with you.
Al Michaels said as much.
I'll say this. I kind of forgotten this game was being played until I did the show with Seth yesterday, and there was some mention of it with Ben about Thursday night football. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a game tonight. And then he reminded me of who was playing. I was like, oh, no wonder I forgot there was a game tonight, because it's one that I wasn't expecting to be entertained by. And I was pleasantly surprised to be wrong about that. This was a game worth watching. As you said, shout out to the Miami Dolphins for at least making this one entertaining. Like you said, good teams win, great teams cover. This was both of those. But the Dolphins definitely gave us something worth watching last night.
No, 100%. And it's because they had some fight to them.
They did.
Like, they had some fight to them. And this is the hope, I guess, if you're a Texans fan, that you see, even in the awful, atrocious vibes in Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel came out with a good game plan. That opening script was gorgeous Dolphins offense, getting the ball out in the flats, getting a lot of short passes to Devon Achane and obviously Tyreek Hill and everybody. And they were able to work their way down the field, put up points, and establish early on in this game that they were going to compete with a team that was much better than them. How much more now should the Texans be with the team that is at the worst on your level? And honestly, if we are where you should be, is below you in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But also with Miami running the football, right? Like they did that very well also, right? In a number of ways. Like, they're known for, you know, stretch zone and being more of a finesse type of team, but they were also like, and they stayed true to that, but they were also able to kind of just line up and play in some ways. And like the thing that I really liked about it, and if we're going to kind of relate it to the Texans, what I'm hoping that they're able to do, like, I like bucking a narrative, or like when a narrative gets established about what you are and like kind of what your DNA and identity is, for you to kind of buck that trend and to kind of just like show everybody, especially when it's warranted. It's like they didn't just make this up, this whole thing about them being a soft team, undisciplined. There are reports out there ahead of this game about players skipping meetings and kind of like a general lack of respect for authority and just lack of discipline from that team. And that did not look like an undisciplined, unprepared team, right? They looked like they were buttoned up, and that's not something that you would say about the Dolphins, and credit to them for actually doing that. I would like for the Texans to go out there and buck some of the narratives that we have been, I think, forced to set about them this week based off of how they've played over the last couple of weeks.
Now, interestingly enough, this is one of the tough things, though, when you talk about those narratives and they've set in. When the Dolphins are out here running it down your throat a little bit, it did make me go, hey, Buffalo defense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I know that they were missing some players, including Houston's own Ed Oliver was not active for this one. So, like, I'm sure that some of those things popped up. But there was a point during this game where I was like, hey, Buffalo defense.
this is what we call nuance.
Yeah, what are we looking at here? Yeah. But, no, a very fun football game. I will say there's been a lot. Like, there was a point in time in this game where I was like, oh, okay, I am done. Like, I am done on the Tua Tagovailoa entirely.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
And it wasn't the interception, because interestingly enough, I don't think I'm in the place where I think a lot of people are, where they're like, oh, Tua ruined the game for them.
Right.
But it's clear the limitations that he has. And even in that interception, you could see the limitation is that free rusher barreling down on him. He's trying to get that ball out quickly, as he always is. And they can read his eyes incredibly well. In fact, it was Bernard.
Just show it.
It was Terrell Bernard, who shout out to LaPorte, Texas. But he ends up with that interception, just making a great jump, reading the run. Because all game long, all you can do is throw short, because Tua Tagovailoa does not have a very big range.
There it is. Like, that play actually just punctuated it for me. Like, we didn't even need that for me to already be there, right? And I guess I'm kind of along the same lines as you, of just, like, focusing on the limitations. I mean, as much as I'm giving them credit for their game plan and how they ran the football, and I thought they bucked some narratives about their physicality or lack thereof, the thing that they did not buck, the narrative that they could not escape, was the Tua limitations. And if you need look no further than just the play calling and some of those short passes, I mean, they were basically just throwing laterals. Like, it felt like throughout the entire game. At what point, Al Michaels pointed out that, you know, however many passes Tua had at that point, it was like 3 yards per attempt. It was that bad, you know? And so
there's a point in time where the depth of target was negative, like literally behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
because that's what was necessary. Admittedly, against the team that was going to be tough against them, but they needed to just get the ball out behind the line of scrimmage. And you can't feast off of that. You can subsist off of that for a little bit, and it can help jumpstart you. It was clear that there was some limitations.
Yeah, and I think you just earlier poked a hole in one of my takeaways from that game. Like, I came away from that game just feeling like, even though the Dolphins were competitive with the Bills and they only won by 10, I just came away convinced that that's a team that can win the Super Bowl, like, more so than I ever have been before. Like, I think poked a hole in that with their run defense and how the Dolphins were able to kind of get theirs against them. And so it does poke a little hole in that. But the one that I feel pretty good about is the other one that you mentioned, and that's that Tua is just not that guy.
No, for sure.
Nice guy, but not that guy.
No, and of course, one of the things there's a few things you can use to kind of wipe away that criticism that was there, which is, one, division games are weird.
Yeah.
Two, the missing players that they had on that defense, both at, I think, at a couple of levels, and then cornerbacks kind of started falling. But I think that was on both sides of this game. Ultimately, thank you, football. Thank you, AFC East, for giving us a fun Thursday night to head into week 3 of the football week. Actually, headed into, before this game, there was a lot of thoughts on Mike McDaniel and the temperature of his seat. I don't know what a 10-point loss, even though it was competitive up until largely the end of the game, does for him.
Hey, he was noticeably sweaty too in whatever in-game interview he did. I forget if it was halftime.
It was coming in after halftime.
And where was this game?
Buffalo.
That's right. Highmark Stadium.
And so, like, I know, I understand.
The seat must really be hot.
Dude. Literally, physically.
There's no way it was hot enough in Buffalo at night for him to have been sweating the way he was. I was concerned.
He looked like he was out there playing.
Yo.
Like, he was, like.
He's out there feeling the heat.
It felt like drawing up the plays was manual labor for him. Which, you know what? Watching it, I can kind of see how you get. There was a lot of scheming within that offense.
No, he did a good job.
He needed to, because there's been a lot of people that have been on his keister about his job. Although, apparently, let Stephen Ross tell it, the owner of the Dolphins, that is not the case. This is Ian Rappaport reporting before the game on Mike McDaniel's, the stability of his job.
Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, does not want to fire Mike McDaniel. He doesn't. He wants this to work. He likes him. He believes in him. He has invested in him, including him a contract extension last year. Still has 2 years, about $19 million left after this year. And whenever he has had to, whenever possible, he has been patient. My sense is nothing is imminent for the Dolphins on that front. However, there's a caveat. That can change. If fans suddenly stop showing up to the stadium, or if players stop playing for him, that can alter the situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense because it's not, I don't think it's the X's and O's, or like he's what you might consider a really good whiteboard coach. Mm-hmm. Like, and he obviously does a good job of designing and drawing up plays and calling plays and coming up with a script and a game plan. Like he has shown an ability to do that he's good at that. I think the questions about him are some of the other stuff, some of the intangible stuff that you don't really get the greatest sense for until it starts to show itself up, right? In terms of players not playing for him or not showing up on time.
Is he a leader of men?
Is he a leader of men? Some of that alpha male type of stuff that's harder to like really measure until it starts to kind of go left.
I don't even think it needs to be an alpha male. It's a people business.
People, that's a better way of putting it.
Like, it's a people business.
Yeah, the interpersonal part of it.
Yeah, that's necessary. Although I did love, and think Figgy, you caught this when I first played it for you. Well, you know, I don't want to fire him unless y'all get out here not showing up, or unless these players don't play for him, which feels almost like if y'all want to do something about it, this is how y'all do it. Yeah. I don't know. I just put it out there.
If I'm a fan, I'm like, yo, let's boycott this game until he's fired.
Hey.
Just imagine if Cal said that about Bill O'Brien. He said, hey, I'm not firing him unless people stop going to the games and players stop playing. I'm like, oh, really?
Stephen Ross might as well have just texted the fan base and the media and said, LMK, let me know. LMK shoulder shrug. I emoji.
Once we start losing money.
It's like, I don't want to go to the game. I mean, unless you buy the ticket.
Let me see.
Which is very much the Reggie Attitude approach to this. Man, I don't think I want to go to the game unless you got a free ticket. I'll go then.
He's like, who gonna be there? Y'all coming to the you coming to the function? Who gonna be there?
This came in on the text line, and this wasn't where I was going, but obviously it's fair to bring this up. Somebody asked that compared to Tua, do y'all believe that CJ is headed down that same path? And I'll put that up to you, but my immediate reaction was like, I genuinely think no.
No, I don't think so, but I do think that's the legitimate concern, right? Like when you have what we've been watching over the last couple of weeks, and even if you want to extend it to toward the end of last season, I think that's a fair concern. I feel like we've also seen enough and know enough about him as a player and as a quarterback, and I've been around a little bit to kind of have a good sense for the makeup. Like, I don't personally have that concern, but I can't knock anybody who does based off of what we've been watching.
Yeah. Some other things around the NFL, and actually before we get there, I want to remind you that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year, which is about $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I actually should mention Josh Allen tied for the sixth fastest to reach 200 career touchdown passes last night as well. I mean, and there's a lot of great players, quarterbacks that are the only ones that have bested him. Talking about Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, and there's maybe some ones that you go tied with Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson. Well,
I mean, he's the best player in the league, right? Josh Allen. Are we? I mean, I get Patrick Mahomes has the pelts on the wall.
He's the MVP, right?
The reigning MVP.
Just forget that. Aside from that, like, just I'm talking about just a conversation here.
He is incredible.
He's the best player in the league.
In that game, I did see a couple of. Oh, Bozo Gene Josh Allen is still in there a little bit.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. He's got the Bozo Gene alien element to him, and he's also kind of reined it in on top of it.
Correct. It didn't really pop out. It was just a little, oh, he's in there. No, I have a hard time going away from Lamar Jackson. There's definitely bias that happens within there from years of having to defend him from running back allegations, having to defend that he's actually a great deep passer. And as people have come along, I'm like, see, I get to exist in this.
Yeah, and you won't have to defend him against me.
I also can't lie. Like, the tripping over your own feet that keeps happening with his team, it's hard to not be like, hey, dog, you also need to be a differentiating factor there. But, I still would lean towards Lamar Jackson in that case.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL. Did you see that the NFL, apparently complaining and snitching works? Because the NFL has instructed its officials to watch for false starts, particularly on the tush push now.
Yeah, now look, I am one who is, I won't say a defender of the tush push, because I'm not really that passionate about it. I don't have to feel like I got to defend it. I'm just not bothered by it as much as other people are. But I will say, when you look at how they're lining, like this, now this is egregious, and it's hard to defend, like how they're lining up in some cases, the fact that you can't really see the ball when they're lining up and when they snap it, like, okay, like and maybe these are things that I wasn't noticing before that now I'm noticing more as people are pointing it out. But yeah, okay, you guys, points are being made. I got you. Like, and they definitely do have to, like, I understand you characterize it as snitching, but this is out of hand. Man got to draw the line somewhere, right?
No, I mean, of course, it's tongue-in-cheek.
And yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's just so I can make this PSA for all the children that may be listening. Remember, snitching, you can do it sometimes.
Yeah.
It can be effective.
Yeah. and honestly, not to get too in the weeds about snitching, but as long as you're not, like, in on whatever the scheme is, like, you can tell on somebody else. Snitching is more so when you're supposed to be in on the crime, and then all of a sudden now you're telling everybody about it.
Ain't that dry snitching at that point? You snitching on yourself.
No, I'm saying like you get caught. You know what I'm saying?
Snitching is when you get caught doing a crime. And then now you telling on everybody else that's in on the crime.
We go in to rob the bank. I get caught. Y'all get away. And I'm like, well, Figgy and Reggie did it. That's snitching. But if I'm at the restaurant and you rob the bank next door, I'm saying, hey, call the police.
Okay.
They robbing the bank.
That's a great thing. And that leads me to my next point. And around the NFL, does this count as snitching? Antonio Pierce now works for CBS Sports after an interim and then getting a big time job as the head coach for the Raiders stint there in Vegas. He said of the now embroiled in controversy, or constantly embroiled in controversy in some ways, Tom Brady, saying that, nah, when he was feeding me some information when I was the coach there. Does this count as snitching?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yes.
Because you didn't say it when you was coaching.
Well, and he's also, he's benefiting, he's involved, he's basically kind of confessing to the crime to a lesser extent. But yes,
this is snitching. Now you're fired, you're gone. Now you're going to tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah. No, and if you were in on it, yes.
He was in on a crime.
Yeah. No, that's snitching. We do a deed, we do a crime together, we will never tell.
Take it to the grave?
Yeah. Come on now, that's how it go.
And my brother's keepers.
Yeah, man, we not talking about it. No.
Well, he talking about it.
Yeah, so he's snitching.
And to be fair.
That's snitching.
He was a part of the whole thing. Yeah. And then they got him up out of there. He was like, oh, so we not family no more?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. I got something.
I put cases on all you players.
You're exactly where I was going.
That's exactly it.
Well, let Chip Kelly say
you want to do this to me?
To me? Jake! Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator of the Raiders, has said that he hasn't had any communications of that type.
No snitch.
with Tom Brady as that continues.
If he observes it from afar, it's whistleblowing. If you on the inside.
You know, we need to do the definitive. We need to do the definitive definitions.
I'm just saying.
Of what is and is not snitching or various other types of telling. Tattling, so on and so forth.
Hey, we get that on the timeline probably like once a week at this point.
We sure do. Because people love talking, don't they?
Salute to these rappers out here, man.
Talking. All right. That's a little bit of Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Football Friday. And with that being the case, I would like to go back to Thursday in some ways as we're looking towards the game on Sunday. Because back on Monday, that game was not, it didn't make anybody feel good. Especially about this offense. But Nick Caley talked yesterday, as the coordinators do on a Thursday. headed into a Sunday football game. Did what Nick Haley say give you any relief? 713-572-4610. Let's go through it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.